Pray for me tonight as I stand. My knees is knocking, nerves. But if I was to give tonight a title, the title of this lesson would be, I Can Do Anything With the Lord's Help. And I've studied and I've tried to get liberty with what he'd have me to say or what he'd have me to teach. And I'm just going to try to follow the Lord in this, and we'll go from there. But our text, to start off, we're going to be in Exodus chapter 3. Verse number 4. It says, And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. As Christians, a lot of times, we have a desire to do the Lord's work and to do, the Lord gives us opportunities. We go to the Lord asking him in prayer, Lord, just what would be your will for me to do? How can I serve you? What can I do for you? And, you know, there's many different things we can do. We could be a song leader. We could sing in the church. We could be a teacher. This visitation, we could be hand out tracts. We could go on visitations. A lot of times we'll go to him and pray, Lord, just what would you have me to do? And when the Lord shows us, we'll say, wait a minute now. I don't know if I can do that. I feel inadequate. I can't speak. I can't teach. My past haunts me. My sin been in my past. What do I do? Lord, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this. Tonight we're going to look at Moses a little bit. And I think Moses, I have some of those same problems. And looking at Moses is an encouragement. Looking what God did for him. So we're going to start out with in Moses chapter 2. In verse 1, and it says, And there went a man of the house of Levi, and took a wife, a daughter of Levi, and the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him, that he was goodly, a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. We see here where Moses is born, and in that time, in Egypt, Pharaoh had made a decree that every man-child should be put to death. And Moses' mom, when she had him, she hid him away for 3 months. And after that 3 months, she took the baby down to the river. And she put him in an ark and set him there by the river. And as Pharaoh's daughter came down there, she saw the basket there. And she came up on it. And Moses' sister at the time saw her come up to the basket. And she said, Should I send for someone to nurse the child, which is Moses' mother? From that point there, we saw that Moses was a chosen one of God. And God had a plan for Moses. We don't hear much more about Moses until whenever he was a grown man, and that's Moses' example of sin. In chapter 2, verse 11, it says, And it came to pass in those days when Moses was grown, that when he went unto his brethren and looked on their burdens, he spied an Egyptian smiting a Hebrew, one of his brethren. And he looked this way and that way, and when he saw there was no man, he slew the Egyptian. And after Moses had slew this Egyptian, he knew that he had done wrong. These two Hebrews came to him, and they had seen what he'd done. Moses had thought that he wasn't going to get caught for the wrong that he had done. And he fled Egypt, and he went to the land of Midian to be with the Midianites, and came upon a shepherd's daughters there. And a shepherd came to him and said, saw that this Egyptian had helped him. He said, Well, who is this Egyptian? Moses, and took him in, and Moses married one of his daughters there, and began to tend his flocks as a grown-up. And one day as Moses was out there tending to the flocks, it's whenever we came up to his key verse there, or one of our key verses, and we'll read it again there in verse number 4. It said, And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush, and he said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. We're going to continue on down through here in verse 5. And he said, Draw not hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face. He was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows, and am come down to deliver them out of the land of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of the land unto a good land and a large, unto a land of flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites." And we see here where the Lord's giving Moses his charge. Moses said, "Here am I." And the Lord's telling Moses, he said, "You know what? I'm going to get you to go to Egypt, and you're going to speak to Pharaoh, and you're going to bring these people up out of Egypt." That's where Moses said, "You know, why me? Who am I that you're going to call upon me?" We know that Moses was a man that couldn't speak well. Moses had the doubts, just like a lot of us as Christians have doubts of, "I don't think I can do that." But we'll read verses number 11 and verse number 12. "And Moses said unto God, Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt?" And here's the promise from God. "And he said, Certainly I will be with thee. And this shall be a token unto thee, that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain." That same God that promised Moses that he will be with thee is the same God that's here with us today, that we can go to in prayer whenever we have problems, whenever we have to stand before a church and teach, or stand before a class, or stand up and sing. That same God is with thee. And that was just a blessing to me to know that. A lot of times we say, "You know, I can't do that." And in saying that I can't do that, we're exactly right. But with the Lord's help, we can do anything, no matter what it is that the Lord would call us to do. That's what I've got. That's what the Lord gave me liberty to bring to you. Anybody have anything?